The Kawhi Allen Singers Showcase, acronym KISS, is an exercise in music making for its own sake, with volunteer performers, free concerts, and an emphasis on music the audience will know and love. Its latest show is Jazz and Pop, and Melissa Mojo, one of the 9 featured vocalists, is on the line to tell us about it. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning, Chris.
You guys bring a lot of enthusiasm to this project, don't you?
Oh, we certainly do. We all love to sing.
How long has this group been around?
Since December of 2012, a little over 3 years.
What got it going?
I started it because I love to sing, and whenever I would get an opportunity, which wasn't very often, I was always have a lot of stage fright. So I figured, well, the only way to get over it is to sing more often in front of an audience. So I started it, and we sing. We have about 5 to 6 concerts a year.
You know, that is the only answer to stage fright, and it's sort of counterintuitive, isn't it?
Exactly. Just get up there and do it. But it's so much fun because we work with professional musicians, and we've just all learned so much about music and about developing our own repertoire, and we've all gotten much, much better.
Well, you know, Melissa, there are so many people who can sing who don't, right? And it's a shame because there's talent going unutilized. But sort of take me through that process of being afraid and getting on stage and overcoming it. What happens to you?
Well, my heart starts to pound.
You bet.
And my throat muscles start to tighten up. And it's like, oh, my goodness, how am I going to get the words out, you know?
Yeah.
I always had a problem speaking in front of people, but try singing and having to manipulate the sound. It's quite challenging.
So
but I find that normally what happens is I'm a little nervous at the beginning, but the minute I get into the song, I relax.
Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the material, if you sort of immerse yourself in the material, that's kind of what carries you along, yeah?
Exactly. It's telling a story, and I practice a lot, so it's kind of like second nature, sort of in my moving center. So
yeah. Well, there's also the phenomenon, as you well know, Melissa, of muscle memory, right?
Absolutely.
You know, while it's not just your mind that's learning the song; it's your lungs and your vocal cords and your throat, everything that shapes a sound. Yeah.
Exactly. It's just every song has got a specific roadmap, and it's navigating that roadmap.
Have you been able to enlist other people to be part of this group, and sort of tell them about what your experience has been?
Yes. We've got probably about 20 people that have been through KISS, and there's a few number of regulars that we sing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a wonderfully heart-opening experience for everybody.
When you pick, everybody picks their own material, I'm assuming?
Yes, we try to create a theme that's very general so that people can do whatever genre they want or, pretty much sing whatever song they want.
Well, because jazz and pop, your next concert, that covers a multitude of sins, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
What are you singing?
I'm going to be singing Cheek to Cheek,
okay,
which is a jazz standard, and Moonlight in Vermont.
Oh, yeah, that's a great song.
And then I'm singing a duet with my friend Trishana, Accentuate the Positive.
Uh-huh. So a little up-tempo, a little Fred Astaire.
Yes.
Not bad. What are some of the other choices that some of your other colleagues are singing?
We're going to be singing Whatever Lola Wants, Lola Gets. One Note Samba, Blues in the Night, I've Got the World on a String, Stan is going to be singing My Way, which is a pop song by Paul Anka, and Amazing Grace. But he's going to be doing it in a unique way, sort of a rock and roll way. Somewhere Over the Rainbow,
We'll leave a few surprises, Melissa,
yes.
But I definitely get the idea that you're going all over the map in terms of styles of material, yeah?
Yes, it ranges over many decades of music.
And in that performance space, you're accompanied by a trio, yeah? So
yes.
Any ensemble work among the singers? That might be a next step.
We do actually back up each other on some songs.
Uh-huh.
And we do, some people do duets. I am going to be doing a duet with my friend Trishana.
Because I was thinking about there being some fertile ground in some of the, you know, the high-lows kind of harmony and putting some of those voices together. Maybe that's your next project, yeah?
Exactly.
Well, Melissa, good luck with the show. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you so much, Chris.
You bet. Melissa Mojo will be one of the featured vocalists when Kauai Island Singers Showcase presents Jazz and Pop. It's a free concert this Saturday evening at All Saints Church in Kapa'a, Kauai. The other vocalists are Eric Hagen, Fran Nestle, Diana Leone, Trishana Starr, Stanley Walshen, Christine Melamed, Mary Ann Kopitsky, and Trudy Vella. Hank Curtis plays piano, Ed Cook is on bass, Jim Fiore on drums.